Welcome to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more of America This Week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. You're listening to America This Week.
Hi, welcome back to America This Week. I'm Kevin Clark. This is the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. I'm sitting in this week with Tim Reedy. We're replacing the usual hosts, Father Matt Malone and Carrie Weber. And we were talking about how to prepare your kid for college. Some of the more athletically minded parents might throw a soccer ball in their duffel to take off to school. Even after the recent news, maybe yes, maybe no. Father David Stewart in London is with us today to talk about the incredibly growing, expanding, never-ending FIFA scandal. Father David, how are you?
Good evening, or I suppose it's good afternoon to you.
It's good afternoon, correct.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Good to hear from you, Father David. What is going on? I mean, now, for Americans who are we're just starting to develop our love for the game you know as football, and we
good.
Call soccer here.
Good. We'll correct that for you.
We are somewhat in a state of shock about this. Has this been sort of rumored knowledge in Europe over the years about this sort of widespread corruption in FIFA?
That's really pretty huge question, and there's no really simple one-word, one-sentence answer to it. I think maybe one way I might start by just indicating the level of coverage it got here in the UK. And I think one good measure sometimes is where do you see a story appearing in the news broadcasts and in the other, what we now call the MSM, the mainstream media, the old media. What decisions are the professionals making about placing news stories? And there's been two interesting examples for me of how telling such placement might be. The first was just last week when the story of all the arrests broke at the FIFA headquarters at their meeting in Switzerland.
At the five-star hotel in Switzerland, were there?
Indeed, the five-star hotel, which they're very used to, and we may come to that in a moment. On the same day, the Queen's speech was taking place here. Now, the Queen's speech, you may be broadly familiar with. It's a piece of typical pomp and circumstance, of which, full disclosure, I'm no great fan. But nonetheless, it carries out an important function in that a new government, and we have a new government just elected, as you know, lays out its legislative plan for the coming parliament. The Queen, the monarch, gets to speak words that she didn't write, of course, and the incoming government uses this device with all the pomp and circumstances, I say, to lay out what they plan to push through parliament in the coming term. So that's pretty important. It got second place on the BBC and the ITV National News broadcast TV.
So the Queen is playing second fiddle to FIFA scandal.
Fiddle to Sepp Blatter, you may say. I don't think he quite imagined it that way, but I don't get the impression he'd be too upset by it.
Now, he began the week very defiantly. Basically, it seemed to be challenging American authorities to bring it on, as we might say here. Yesterday, he I'm afraid to say his name out loud.
What is Sepp Blatter? He has resigned.
He resigned, shocking everyone. How now? I imagine that was a huge story then in England.
Well, that takes me to my second example of how news placement in the national, so to speak, professional media. I'm not a professional media person, that's why I say that. Another example of how telling that can be, because yesterday in the British political scene, we lost tragically young, at the age of 55, one of the most popular political leaders of this century and the latter part of last century. That's Charles Kennedy, who was the leader of the Liberal Democrat Party. Charles died tragically. He was found dead at the age of 55. He's been a prominent figure, a Roman Catholic politician, actually the only, I think I'm right in saying, the only Roman Catholic to lead one of our major political parties here thus far. He was prominent, amongst other things, in his opposition to the Iraq War, which was a principled stand he took. Sadly, Charles died. The causes of death are thought to be natural, but we don't know the full details yet. Well, he was found dead yesterday morning. The story of that death, that untimely and tragic death, was also pushed into second place by the rather unexpected resignation of Sepp Blatter at a hastily convened press conference in Switzerland yesterday. So again, if we learn something from what the news platforms, what the editorial decisions they make about the placements of the stories, then that too is significant.
Has there been inklings of this? Let me ask another question first, Father Stewart. Is there resentment in Europe that this story is coming to light because of the actions of U.S. investigators and authorities here? Is there some degree of skepticism because the corruption investigation originated on these shores and not in Europe?
I think it's fair to say there would be some skepticism. I haven't picked up, though, that skepticism is directed at the U.S. authorities or United States in general. I did read one commentator last week saying it's good to see that the U.S. is taking its role of international policeman seriously on something that really matters. In other words, football.
Yeah, football.
So that's possibly a somewhat flippant response. But I think the... it's hard to be precise about this, but I think the general sense is, well, thank goodness someone at last has moved in on this organization, this setup, that probably most football fans here have felt for a long time is probably corrupt. But perhaps a resigned shrug of the shoulders suggesting that, that's the way things are. Nobody is going to do anything about it. Governments seem to be unwilling to.
And governments had to play along a little bit for this corruption to take place. I mean, there is a certain sense of a moment from Casablanca, shocked to discover there's gambling going on here at FIFA.
That's right, and from the same movie, Round Up the Usual Suspects.
Right. Now, do you think this will dent the popularity of soccer or football, or is it just too much of a juggernaut to be affected by this?
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot, and I think possibly for some of the reasons I've just given the previous point we made, probably not. Football, soccer, if you insist, is of course hugely popular on this continent. It probably still is the number one sport. We have national leagues, a national cup competition. We have an international competition each year for national sides, the European Championship. And of course, we have the European, what is called now, it used to be called the European Cup, it's now called the Champions League competition for the top teams of over 30 countries now. Each of them draws massive TV audiences and massive revenues. So that's at one end of the spectrum. At the other end of the spectrum, we are fortunate, where I live here in southwest London, to be living in the edge of a large park. And if we walk across this park on a sunny Saturday or a sunny Sunday morning across to the parish where many of our community are engaged, we will see easily 8, 10, 12 football games taking place. And some of those are not just what we call a kick-around, but organized amateur Saturday morning and Sunday morning leagues with proper kits, or I think you would say uniforms, referees, and a well-structured game. So it is hugely popular.
And this is despite, I think there was last year, there was some revelations about game-fixing in the Italian leagues. And now this phenomenon. It's hard to fathom. Is it because there's so much money involved and everyone's got some kind of payoff? We're trying to fathom. I mean, this is clearly not something that just happened overnight or even just the last 10 years in FIFA's history. This seems to be, if these allegations prove true, it seems to be something really sort of ingrained in the DNA of the structure of the entire association. How is it that people have put up with this for so long?
Partly, I think, because there has always been a suspicion that there has been something going on at the higher level, perhaps at the FIFA level, although the corresponding European body, UEFA, doesn't appear to be tainted to anything like the same degree. So partly that suspicion that there's always been something going on there. You just need to look at the lifestyle of some of these top international officials. They behave exactly as if they were heads of states, with the five-star hotels, the private jets, a bit of a bubble, frankly. But then another reason I think that may be germane here is that until comparatively recently, football, the sort of football matches that my dad took us to, my brothers and I, when we were boys, was always cash-based. So there was no such, hardly any such thing as a credit card in those days, but your entry fee, the admission ticket, was paid by cash. The players themselves were frequently paid by cash. So there's a lot of cash washing around and a lot of temptation. If I'm permitted just a very, very quick anecdote back from my native city of Glasgow, where in Scotland, where my dad used to take us to games. Often there would be, in fact, I think at every game there would be a tannoy announcement, a public address announcement, somewhere through midway through the second half of the game, thanking you for your attendance today of so many thousand. And quite frequently, it's quite laughable thinking about it now, but there was a huge groan from the crowd because everyone could tell that the attendance was at least twice that, which had been so, so where was the cash going?
Wow.
So there's always that sort of temptation there. And maybe if I can, if am I allowed to be Ignatian for a moment?
Oh, sure, of course. Oh, well, we encourage that around here.
Well, I have my moments every now and again. St. Ignatius always reminded us to be aware of the action of the bad spirit who always seeks to undermine that which is good and looks for the weakest point in that which is good to attack and to chip away and to undermine. Football, soccer, where it's something you play or something you watch in a Saturday afternoon, as it used to be with your pals, is basically a good thing for all sorts of reasons. And it might just be that, you know, there's a bit of temptation creeping in there to flaw.
Yes, and the dark spirit seems to be at work in the banking industry now, where they're keeping track of his actions.
Very interesting parallel. Yeah, very interesting parallel indeed.
Well, and also you point out when you've written for us, Father Stewart, about there's definitely, when you're looking at some of the people who are dying, the workers who are dying in Qatar as they're getting ready for the 2022 World Cup? So there are issues of justice here that we need to pay attention to.
Massively so, and I think the figures at the moment, I've been trying to do a bit of research over the past couple of days online, and it's hard to find some precise figures. But certainly in Qatar, we know there are at least dozens, scores, maybe even over into the hundreds of workers who have lost their lives in the construction. I don't think that's getting the publicity that it deserves.
Well, I think the Washington Post said it was over 1,200.
Over 1,200, yeah.
Indeed. Well, that's the highest figure I've heard so far. That,
yeah, and I believe the Qatar government reacted very strongly denying that figure.
But even that raises another interesting issue or disturbing issue about the whole, you know, everything that is likely to come out, we think, over the next 2 or 3 weeks of this whole FIFA scandal, really, is just how did these two countries, got to be careful what we say here, haven't we, but how did these two countries get the World Cup in 2018 and 2022?
Well, Father David Stewart will be following that for us at americamedia.org. I want to thank you for joining us, and I want to thank Kevin Clark, my colleague, for sitting in this week.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on SiriusXM 129. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to SiriusXM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129.